This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're going to want to get passionate about something and show compassion and do something that makes a difference, I think this is something you can get involved with and help to make a difference. We have attorney Tom Mosca on the phone. He is the co-chair of the Northeast PA Task Force Against Human Trafficking. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
Very good. Thank you, Nikki. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is no problem at all, no, because this is something that I think people don't realize is actually happening in their own backyard.
It is. It's happening not only across the country and across the world, but right here in northeastern Pennsylvania. And I want to distinguish at the outset the difference between human smuggling and human trafficking, because I know there's sometimes some confusion. Smuggling involves someone paying to someone else to get them across a border. Human trafficking doesn't involve borders, doesn't require a border. It can happen anywhere at any time.
It can happen with our own. I came across a story, and I wish I would have known more about this before. A young girl from the Bloomsburg area.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that story, but there are stories in the press all the time. They don't always have a headline saying human trafficking, but that's what it is. There was one last month in Hazel Township that involved a woman who was advertising a 15-year-old boy online to perform sexual acts with both men and women, and obviously that is sex trafficking of human beings.
Now, there are certain websites that you keep an eye on for this activity?
I do not. Law enforcement does. There's a notorious one. I'm not even going to give it any press, but that was shut down by the federal government last month. That is being used regularly and has been used. I think the problem is that when you shut one down, another one pops up. So it's an ongoing problem.
Right. I don't want to give any free advertisement, but I think that a lot of people do know that there's a very popular place where you go buy furniture, you could buy a house, you could buy a car, and then they had personal ads in it as well. And some of those personal ads were for activities like this.
That's absolutely correct.
And something that seems so innocent to somebody who was just looking to buy a new kitchen table, there's another section that could be actually selling people.
That's right, and it's mind-boggling that in 2018 we're still buying and selling human beings.
It makes you want to cry. 199 human trafficking cases were reported last year in Pennsylvania alone.
That is correct, and you're talking about a statistic of what was reported through the Human Trafficking National Hotline. And there is a national hotline that tries to track these things in all of the states, and I'll give some of those numbers out when you're ready for them. If people need to know those contacts and reach out to the proper authorities if they see something that may be human trafficking.
Now, I do realize that there are people who participate in human trafficking, which blows my mind, too, because you have to know how old that child is. Or they're older, too. Like the girl that's missing in the Bloomsburg area, her name is Corinna Slusser, or is it Karina? I'm sorry if I don't know the first name right, but her last name's Slusser. She's 19 years old, and she disappeared just last September from the Bloomsburg area. So it could be young kids, or it could probably be, what do you think, early 20s, late teens, early 20s for the women?
I think it can be of any age. It can be both men and women, both girls and boys, any age, race. It happens to everybody. And by and large, those people who are adult victims were probably trafficked as minors.
I believe the story was this girl, it's a beautiful girl from the Bloomsburg area, but she, you know, teenagers go through that depression and they don't feel like they belong anywhere, and she ended up dropping out of school and she met this guy somehow who was from New York, and he brought her back there promising her all this good life, and the good life ended up not being so good.
Well, and that's part of the grooming process. Traffickers, very much like pedophiles, traffickers groom their victims. And some of these young women think that this trafficker is their boyfriend.
And they're meeting him a lot now. I guess the internet makes it so much easier for it to happen.
It does, and it has changed the dynamics considerably.
And does it make it harder, though, or easier to pinpoint?
I think that's more of a question for law enforcement. Okay. I'm not really. I would think that it is a much more vast area to police. I mean, the internet is vast. And you talked about, you know, the age of victims. There was last year, I'm sure people will remember, there was a 9-year-old boy. Two men conspired to traffic this 9-year-old boy and raped him in a house in Pittston. That's human trafficking.
We've heard about babies, too, which it's just so horrible. It's not just sex, though. It could be to work, labor, right?
It could be labor trafficking. There's also the possibility that people could be trafficked for organ harvesting, although the approximately 80% of human trafficking in the United States and in this area would be for commercial sex.
And are there places that we should look for this, or how do we know?
There are certain signs that you know, if you see some of these signs, you might be witnessing somebody who's a victim of human trafficking. I'm just going to list a few. They can't freely contact friends or family. They may appear fearful or anxious, and they would appear, you know, sometimes in an ER because they had an incident, you know, and somebody checking on them might be able to spot some of these signs. That's one place where it can happen. They defer to another person to speak for them. They won't speak on their own. They're not allowed to socialize or attend religious services. They might have tattoos. This is in this day and age, tattoos are very much more acceptable than in prior days, but when a tattoo says property of and has somebody's name, or says cash only, or has a barcode, those are the types of tattoos that you know, and your average person would not be having, but a victim of human trafficking might.
Okay, so what can people be doing? What do they do when they think they see somebody who's a victim?
Well, you can certainly contact local law enforcement, and we never encourage anybody to directly approach someone they think is a human trafficker. But if they see someone they think is a victim, local law enforcement is a great place to start. You can call the National Human Trafficking Resource Center at 1-888-373-7888. You can text HELP to 233-733, or you can even go on anywhere in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You can dial 211, and you can get some information that may be helpful to someone that's a victim, or anyone who is a victim can certainly reach out to any of these numbers and get some helpful information.
What more should we be doing ourselves to be aware of this?
Well, one of the things we do as the task force is we've been going about the area giving PowerPoint presentations. So if there's anybody out there that has a group or organization that is interested in having a member of the task force come speak to them, we would be happy to do that. We are affiliated with the Victims Resource Center of Luzerne County, and we can be reached through them at 570-823-0766. And just to highlight the importance of why we all need to know some of these signs, which we go into more thoroughly in our presentations. Last year in the news, there was an incident involving an Alaska Airlines flight where there was a stewardess who had actually had some training regarding human trafficking and was aware of some of the signs. And a young girl and an older man came onto the flight. The young girl had some bruising and just carried herself in a way that made the flight attendant suspicious. She managed to get the girl to go to the restroom, where she left her a note asking if she needed help. The girl said she did. The pilot reached out to authorities, and the man was arrested when they landed. That girl is now attending college. So there can be happy endings. And if we can help one person by, helping them out of this situation, the problem, these people have a very difficult time getting out of this life once they're in it. And that's, if we can spot the signs and help even one person.
Truck drivers happen to be one of the help a lot sometimes as well. I've read stories.
They have a very good website, Truckers Against Human Trafficking, that has a lot of helpful information and videos on it. And they have been, and again, that's one of the places where people are trafficked is at truck stops. So, those truckers who have a conscience and want to do something about it have put together this effort on behalf of truckers to make people aware.
And there are a lot of truckers who have a conscience and care about children. So.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you need to add today before I have to go to break?
There is something that some legislation that's been pending for the last couple of years that has not passed yet. It's Senate Bill 554, which is more commonly known as the Safe Harbor Act. I can't speak to where that is from the legislative process, but it's in the best interest of our children if that eventually passes. And what it would do, children that are charged and arrested for prostitution would not be criminally prosecuted. They would be treated like the victims that they are, and they would be processed through the system in an effort to give them a way out. So rather than taking minors and, perpetuating the process, they would give them a way out and give them the assistance that they need.
I think 2 weeks ago that moved to go to the floor, so I don't know what happens after when it actually makes it to the floor, though. So it moved out of the Senate and onto the floor?
Well, that's encouraging. It's been around for the last, since 2016, I believe.
Oh, so maybe it might stay here for, hopefully they'll do something with that. I think something else might have been attached to it, so I'm not exactly sure what they're doing with it as well. Tom, the next time something comes up in the news and we need to talk or you have something that you'd like to get out there, please feel free to give us a call or I will call you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for checking in with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.